Utmias. Valo amru mishaychen barav Shabbos. Yochel b'Shabbos. Mishaloychen barav Shabbos. Ech yochel b'Shabbos. That's what Chazal said. Was going on Beitzer? Avodah Zarah. Come on. Okay. Right. So you see, so the Gemara says mishaychen and then mishaloychen. That's it. So what kind of, how could it be? It doesn't matter. It's the same thing, isn't it?
Same thing. Okay.
That's good. Okay. Shkech. So he says, "Vod ima avin a mazaka." So first question is that how could it be bro mazaka abba, right? What's the question? Bro mazaka abba. Yeah, how could it be bro mazaka abba? I mean, but that's a Gemara Sanhedrin. Okay. Yeah, difficult areas. Vod ima avin. But it says the Gemara says over there that the son could be mazaka the father, but not reverse. Okay, the father cannot be mazaka the son. Okay, so the Gemara Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says on the Mishnah that why they listed certain names of the Malachim. As we have Bar Malachim, Shlosh Adyotos, Ein Lam Chagulam Abba. So the Gemara says there were other ones. The Gemara says they didn't want to mention because of the covet of the predecessor. Because so the Gemara says, I can mention this one. No, because the Gemara says no, because the son you can't mention. In other words, you can't mention the father if the son was good, because then it's a bazillion. Why wasn't the son mazaka the father? But if it's the reverse, you can mention the father, even though the son wasn't good, because that's not his problem. I think you couldn't help the son. Okay, and the Gemara says even. What do you want to say? Even David. What do you want to say? Even. I forget who it was. Even Avram Avinu can't help Ishmael. That's Lashon Gemara. He can't help the father, cannot help the son. But vice versa, yes. So, I mean, that itself is a big problem. I mean, how's Brahma Zaka Abba? I mean, what does it mean? I mean, it seems very strange to say that in the Mishpat Hashem, which has to be Mishpat, which is the highest possible, that it simply is not me, not justice. You can say one guy was lucky he had a son, that was a good son. The other guy wasn't that fortunate, it wasn't his fault. I mean, so that's justice. I mean, that the one that's lucky he had a good son, that he should be have a schus, and the other one didn't. I mean, doesn't. Right. Yeah, over there, it's being about, you're right.
That's right.
Yeah, that's simple shot. Right. No, that's good. I mean, that's good, but that's in Mishpat and Besdin. All right? That's good. The Gemara says in that case also. Then I mentioned the father. I forget which one it was, because the son was a tzaddik. It was Chizkiyahu, I forgot. So, Yosam, I forgot. Apparently it's not a guarantee thing. I mean, it doesn't just work so simply. I mean, that would be impossible. So every time a person has a ben, everyone has a ben tzaddik is zochrei olam haba. That would be completely impossible. But apparently there is such an idea of brahma zak abba. Not always. Avraham Avinu couldn't save Terach. Didn't save him. I mean, it wasn't possible for him to save him. So, but what does it mean in those cases where it does work? I mean, what kind of an idea is it? Strange thing. I mean, it's against the very essence of justice. It's not mishpat. Melech ha'ev stuck on mishpat. Melech ha'mishpat. Kol derech ha'mishpat. Tzadik v'yashar. So how's it possible? I mean, it's not justice. Okay. But he asked the question. V'od ima v'ena mezaka l'bein. Loma anu maskirin tomitz chusavos. V'adon anu v'yam amaz. V'chol avadech l'avim yisul Yaakov. Ze klal mashin eskashalach. Okay. That's good cashes. All right. Tshuva. Da ki inyone b'nei odom ba'on shom uscharam. I mean, schar olam bidvarim gashmiim uschar olam anashamos bidvarim ruchaniim. Okay. Va'av molid labanim. Va'habain chelik me'av beguf habasar v'agidim v'atzamos. V'aim no senes odam shebifnim ach hanefesh chelik michelik ha'av. V'ainanim sheches me'av labanim.
I think you have to
4.14?
I mean, it should be, it is, right? Oh, achanefesh chel, right, ain't, you gotta be any, yeah. Because it's not, because it's from God. Right, yeah, right. Achanefesh ain't a chelik mi chelikov, ain't a nimsheches mi avlabanim. Vu amar mzah, lov no sin bosa. Yeah, because that's what goes, that's the Gemara in Kedushin. Gemara says it's shlosh from the bottom. Shlosh shuv from bottom. So it can't be that he meant that the nefesh is from the father, because Gemara says nefesh from a kash baruch. Right. V'omzalav nosin basav ginav aim nosin es odom v'shocha shabayin v'kosh baruch hu nosin lo neshama v'kishe odom meis v'kosh baruch hu notel es shalo u'meniach lo'ov v'aim chelkom shenemar v'yoshev ofra lorotz kishe hoya v'aruach toshev el holo kima shenasana. That's a funny kind of thing, right? Yeah, what does Baruch Hazal mean by that idea altogether? I mean, he tells, here it is. I mean, it's another. Elvia means the Shema, means he means the soul. The soul, we call it the soul. Okay. Anyways, Lachain Schar Olam Azeh Hu Gufani Nimshach Me'ov Lebanim V'Hu Klal Masha Ono Omrim V'Zocha Chas De'Avas V'Lo Tomas Chosavas Lehitavas B'Neim Ba'Olam Agashmi V'Ksiv V'Osa Chesel Lalofim. He's also chayiv and covered, but not like the same kind of covered. Because he's covered, chayiv and covered other money. Shehamesubov le'olam chayiv la'mesabev l'chabdo. V'yafo pishu mesubov me'elov hechrechi l'ritzani. So it means the caused agent, the effect, is always chayiv to the cause. I mean, over here, I mean having a child. V'alken k'shehu molid bein tzadik oved elokim nira ke'ilu misibuvo hu oved elokim shehu evio la'olam lios tzadik moshel bebeis elokim v'oved tachtov v'ua chefetz ha'nimra tzoy avram v'inu chofetz ha'masav m'vakish v'tez v'rashin lo zera yavdeno lo lios yoresh ashro v'nachlas ha'rak l'kavan ha'shamarnu. I mean, what does he mean? It's a fun kind of... If he means because he produced a son that's a Talmud Chacham and he was his Osek in that mitzvah, so that's all just like any other mitzvah. Like any other mitzvah. So what does this mitzvah do in any other mitzvah? And if it means that because he's just fortunate that he had a bane, I mean, so Rashi didn't have a bane. So what does it mean? That he missed out something? I mean, it's another thing. Yeshua ben Nun didn't have a bane. Mara says. So because he didn't have a bane, so that's why he's missing out on something. I mean, it's a strange phenomenon. And what about v'shinantum levanecha elu talmidecha? I mean, that's the real bane, is the Talmud. So why don't you say yeah, just the biological bane. I mean, only the bio. What do you see that the Torah shows some type of preference to the biological bane? I mean, Yeshua ben Nun wasn't the biological bane of Moshe Rabbeinu; it was Talmud. So, and he was the one that was Shemesh's Moshe Rabbeinu's Shemesh and Yeshua ben's Kiryach. I mean, he took over the whole everything. I mean, so you see,
there is a concept of zera.
What?
Right? There is a concept of zera.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a concept, man, but what's the concept, man? If you'd ask me, I'd say, there shouldn't be a concept. V'shinantum levanecha elu talmidecha. That's famous Reb Sol Salanter. That's why he started the whole Shitsa Musa. Because he said that if a person has a son and a Talmud, and the Talmud is a good Talmud, and his son is a little off the track, not so good, and they're both sleeping in the house, and the house catches on fire, and you wake up the father in the middle of the night, he says, who's going to rent the safe? He says, we'll go rent the safe the son. So that's not right. It's Talmud. Talmud is rent the safe Talmud. So he says, that's why I started all shoots on Musa. So he says, you see that the emotions, you need time to overpower the emotions. So he said, that's why you have to learn Musa Bespilos, because he held that when you learn Musa in an emotional way, it goes down deep into the emotions. It was based on a psychologist in France. But that's the whole thing of me. It's that's the real bane. I mean, that's the real bane. So what does he say? What's the idea of here? It's a very strange thing. I mean,
it's automatic, right?
What's automatic?
It has nothing to do with the father teaching the son. It's that the son is a Talmud Chacham, is Mazaka the father.
That's right.
You couldn't have that with the Rebbe Talmud. I mean,
I mean, if you're going to say it exists, why shouldn't it exist over there?
Who says it doesn't?
If it exists over there, then what's with that? There would be also a Talmud Chacham.
What's that?
In the case of the Rebbe Talmud, you don't need this. Because the Rebbe has the oath supposed to be of teaching him.
No, but so the father also has a schus that he. But over here, the father has a big schus that he gave him. I mean, he established him. Isn't the idea that he had a schus? He established him to be Bain Oved Hashem?
I don't know. I thought it was just that the father didn't have to do anything. But right. As long as he had a son, the son.
That's not what he said.
That's the point. Because it seems that he's the cause. Because people will say, because it's
Nirakilum Nisi Buvo who Oved Alakim. Shehuay vio la'olam lios tzaddik Moshe b'beisa l'kim v'ovei tachta. So he said what? Just means simply just a biological phenomenon.
Also the chinuch also uses like Moshe of tachta, ovei tachta.
Yeah, I know he does. That's right.
So it's not just like you somehow have a tzaddik, but he's like he's coming in your place to get.
Sefer Chassidim. I gotta get a copy of Sefer Chassidim because he has a whole thing on this. Brahms, I one time read through it. It's very good. Sefer Chassidim is really a Vira Chassid. It's Vira Chassid. It's a very, very, it's much different than what people think. You know, you read it, you find it says exactly the opposite of what people think. People quote it for crazy things. But it really is a very rational Sefer. So, I remember reading through, I don't have it at home. I checked it. But I remember reading through, he has a very rational thing about this, how he tries to explain it. I got to get a hold of it. But it's good, it's Kedai, we really should buy a copy for the yeshiva. But famous Rebbe Chassid, all those things, can't marry a girl with the same name as the mother, all these things, they always go for the crazy things in there. But when you read it, it's a completely rational thing. It was like a tzavor he left over for his kids, but that's something else. But he goes through this at length, and I'm sorry, I forgot what he says. But I mean, let's try to understand. So what is the idea of it? What does he say? He doesn't seem to be saying anything. He doesn't seem to be saying anything. What are the facts?
No, let's say the kid runs away from home at the age of 3 and becomes a Talmud Chacham and the Brahma has nothing to do with it.
I don't know. I mean, it would seem on the surface. I don't know. It's a good question. You know, it's like asking Shilohs about an area we don't understand the area. What are you supposed to use to gauge these areas? He says, and that was Avraham Avinu's Kavana. So Avraham Avinu's Kavana was, but his Malami Yitzchak, I mean, it wasn't just have a child and just hope for the best. I mean, it was... Avraham Avinu's whole Kavana was that he should leave over somebody in the world that's an Oved Olakim B'mkamo. He says, she yishor mimena ba'olam ha'gashmi. Oved Elokim, va'oz nira lo ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo ha'oved, ve'en omeis, elachai, shehu holid mi she'oved la'ashem yizbarach, v'al kein roi b'emes she'yizke ha'ov b'schus ha'bein. Avo lo'ov, lama yizakas ha'bein b'nefesh?
What about the Ov himself? Is Avram, the only reason he had Yitzchak is so that he could go to Olam Haba?
Say it again.
The only reason Avram had Yitzchak
Was that he can get all the mahabba? No, I think everybody holds that he had all the mahabba without that. I mean, but
I understand what you just read, though, is that he should have it to do something. Kilu hu me'avad.
Kilu hu oved.
That means Avram, right? Avram.
Yeah.
But he was an oved without. Yeah.
After he dies,
he would still be an oved.
What kind of tefillah is that in general to ask an Avraham for having a kid? Like, isn't it a kolmish line put in that line?
It doesn't really say that Avraham Avinu asked him. He wasn't mispal for it, but he wanted it. And it doesn't say it's mispal for it. That's what the Rav one time said. But I found the medrash against that. But it always seemed to me that the Rav was right. I mean, from the psukim, it's not much many ways that Avraham Avinu was mispal to have kids. It's a medrash like that. But Pshuto Shom Mikra doesn't say mivakish. It doesn't say mispal. Mivakish. Somebody's medrash, we can't. But anyways. But the...
Why would it be Yitzchak was
mispal.
Why would it be like...
Apparently it wasn't. I mean, apparently... Apparently he was makabal. This is God's will, and that's it. It was mispal.
Isn't also why Rachel Gab said Yaakov, said Avram and Yitzchak, they were mispal.
And you weren't mispal for me.
Right.
So
from Rachel that they were?
That what?
That they both were?
He said, Avram was his father. Says Yitzchak. It says, yeah, your father. Your father was
Avicha.
No. I don't believe that's the thing. Says your father. And then his answer was that my father. Well, I saw him. His answer was that my father didn't have any kids.
Right.
But I have.
Right.
Everyone talking about this. But anyway, so let's get back over there. So what is it? It doesn't seem like he's saying anything. What is he saying?
What about the last paragraph?
What, I'm having trouble with this part.
Maybe you'll help.
Amna misha osa tzedako tefila ba'ad misha kvar mina. That's a t'nai on the other side. But let's understand. No, it's not the same thing. No, he's saying that over there on the other side, that you, when you don't have this, in general.
Right, but he also says it's ma'ol l'meis.
That's a different phenomenon. That's a completely different thing. That's... It's a different thing. What's that?
The building
campaign, right? That's right. That'll definitely help. Promise him anything. That's like Lahavdil, the church. I mean, they could sell all the mubba. So
they did all the bad things and they donated money to the church.
But anyways, so what's the thing? What's the idea? What is he saying? I mean, I don't understand what he's saying. Yeah, that's his answer. That's his answer. It's all my gashmi, all my ruchni. Right.
And they were a son, but...
So the father was a rasha, so I didn't want to mention him because the son was a tzaddik and it didn't help him. It wasn't mezakeh. So
in fact, it wasn't mezakeh.
It was not. So it's apparently it's not a simple thing that always works. It's not a simple thing that always works. That seems to be clear. Because...
Well,
looks bad. It looks like he couldn't do it.
It looks bad for the son.
But the father didn't.
Even though there's such a phenomenon, he wasn't
right.
Able to.
Right.
If your son returns of old Mahabo, like he gives his father old Mahabo.
The what?
I mean, the father's a Russian, and he reports he doesn't have any old Mahabo.
And he wants to say he doesn't have old. So he said.
Yeah,
he's looking at old Mahabo. So didn't want to mention that Melach because his son was a tzaddik. It was Yosam. I think it was Yosam. Because his son was a tzaddik, and Yosem Yechizkiyahu, right? So Yosem was Menashe was the son of Chizkiyahu. I think Menashe was from was his son. Menashe was son. Chizkiyahu's son. He bought Yosem's. Yeah. His father was Achaz. Achaz was a Russian. I think Yosem was a Tzaddik. I think so.
But
the Vegemar,
but Om
Habos,
like the way like, the Rashi was on Habos, is totally Yosem Mashiach.
Menashe didn't count.
Wouldn't that be
Menashe
the
didn't count. Why? So Menashe, it didn't count because why? And Chizkiel, yeah, but Chizkiel was the father, right? It's the other way around. I think the more finally says that Menashe was because he was Chaz B'Tshuva. Or Chizkiel Avi Menashe. Yeah, Menashe was his son. I think the more says Menashe was Chaz B'Tshuva. Yeah. Okay, fine. I think the more answers that were. Right? Okay, yeah.
The fact that we're definitely talking about Yom Ha'avah, right?
Yes.
And the way the Rashi goes learns Yom Ha'avah is definitely talking about Yom Ha'avah Mashiach. So it's not Olam Shamos. Sorry, Kashavim?
No, Yom Ha'avah Yom Ha'avah over there?
Yeah.
That means Olam Shamos.
Even according to the Rashi.
Even according to everybody. Everybody said it. Yom Ha'avah Yom Ha'avah doesn't mean. That definitely means Olam Ha'avah in terms of the Olam Shamos. Kol Yisrael Yesh Yom Ha'avah Yom Ha'avah. Means Olam Shamos. Okay. That's clear. Everybody. I never heard anybody say that. That's the whole thing of it. Chel Malbus is Olam Habas is what it called? Asheras HaNefesh. That's the whole mission is about Asheras HaNefesh.
Right.
It's not about who's going to come back in Tchias HaMeisim. Okay. So
didn't count Amon
because of what?
Kvodo shel
Yoshio. Didn't count Amon Yoshio because Yoshio was his bane. That's right. Okay, so that's what it was. But not because Chizkiyahu is a Yosom? Was it Yosom? Right, but then that's the Gemara's kasha, no? The Gemara answers it.
Oh, yeah, Menashe
Nami Lonim, right. Right, so the Gemara answers. That's the Gemara's answer. Right? So that's why. So that's why. It wouldn't be a problem. To count Menashe, it wouldn't be a problem.
Right,
couldn't help them anyways.
But, right.
That's right. And it didn't help. Yeah, go ahead. Afilu Avram can't matzil Yishmael, right? That's right. Ain't gonna matzil Zeisav.
The implication is vice versa, it could help.
Vice versa, it could.
Even if one's a Russian,
yeah. It's an interesting thing. You're right. I mean, it's a good kasha because he's saying that he leaves in this world someone who's over there.
He didn't want that.
He didn't want that. He himself is a Russia.
And
himself as a Russia. I know.
It's funny, this is because Emil Dimatio is showing that you can't, that Abba can be blocked at Rock. Has it worked the other way?
That what?
Says the reason why you can't, Abba can't be blocked at Son is because
Emil Dimatio.
It's another way.
In the other way, also, what about Emil Dimatio? Okay, you're right. The pasuk is Ain me Yadi. There's no one that can do it. Yeah, that's right. You're right. Absolutely right. Ain me Yadi Matzil is, that's exactly what makes sense. That there's no, over here, there's no one that can help you. Yeah. I mean, I have a possible answer for that. That is impossible. See, the Rambam, I think the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Chachamim, the Rambam talks about Avraham Avinu. Now, what was his purpose? His purpose was to be mezakeh. His purpose was Kideshi Akiru Kol Abrum Abayim. That Avraham Avinu's purpose was that everyone should be makir God. But not just during his lifetime. Because during his lifetime, that's a very short span. So it means that the person has to have in mind that the Avas Hashem can't be tied to your here and now. It must be tied to the Seder Abriya. So It must be locked into the reality of the Seder Bria. And I guess it would be you're here now, so you want to help people be over Hashem. What about in the next generation? You're not here, so you're not concerned about that. So the Avas Hashem, in terms of the Avas Habrios, has to be in the framework of the Bria. Has to be in the framework of the Bria. It can't just be in your framework. So therefore it must be that the individual that's truly an Ohev Hashem can't just think of his life like he's going to live a life that's a good life and be zocher chayom abo and pack up and that's it and he leaves. That would lack in Avas Hashem. Okay. So he has to be concerned. I mean, that's why you see, like, what does he want to say? Avimelech said, "In tishko li ulanini ulanechti." So Rashi says that's about as far as the emotions go. You know. So. But you see, Avraham Avinu was concerned for generations. So you see that the one that's Ohev Hashem has to have his desire in line with the framework that God created, which is the framework of the Bria, which is Dori Doros. And if he's not in line with that reality, then he's not in reality. I mean, it's in his own fancy. So. Yeah. Right. So apparently, yeah. So what does it mean? That's why Avraham Avinu wanted a Bain. That's why Avraham Avinu wanted a Bain. I mean, so why couldn't he have a Talmud? Why couldn't he have a Talmud? But the thing is that if he is a great Talmud Chacham, so the way the world looks at it is not the correct way. It's true. The Talmud is really the real Bain. There's no question about that. Yeshua ben Nun was the real Bain of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the fact is, the world doesn't look at it that way. See, the world, in terms of the world, in terms of the Olam HaGashmi, you have to deal in the framework of the Olam HaGashmi. And in the Olam HaGashmi, that's not the way people look at it. And that's why if Avram wouldn't have had Yitzchak, so it never would have continued. He'd have a great genius. There were great geniuses in those days. I mean, Shem was a great genius. He had great minds, great intellects, the greatest intellects. So why couldn't another intellect be the one that takes over the whole philosophy of Avraham Avinu? The answer is because it wouldn't work in the practical world. It wouldn't work in the framework of the Bruin. It wouldn't work in the framework of the Bruin. It wouldn't work. That's why you see, the Rav one time mentioned that Ela told the Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holy the Yitzchak. So Rashi says that to go against because they wanted to believe that it's
Avimelech.
Yeah, it's Avimelech. Why? I mean, that doesn't make any sense because really the one that had the problem was Sarah, not Avram. So. And it was definitely Sarah was definitely his mother. So why should Avimelech be better than Avram? But the Leitzani Ador, they were hoping that it will all be over as soon as he dies. That all his whole philosophy will die with him. And then what irked them was that there's somebody else that's carrying over. You see, so you see from the framework of the world.
They also. Said about her.
They
said
she
picked up
Melekes
from the shuk.
Yeah, I'm not talking about this one. Okay, this Chazal. I'm going to say that it was from Avimelech. Okay, what kind of an argument is it from Avimelech? I mean, it was really. She had the problem. So why should Avimelech want enough wrong? But the reason is because they were hoping that it would be over as soon as Avraham Avinu dies. So you see that in the world, in the Olam HaGashmi, there are certain ways of thinking that are entrenched in man, which may be stupid, but the fact is that that's the way the Brios view things. So in certain things, you uproot the ideas, the false ideas of the Brios. But in other areas, apparently, the idea is not really an intrinsically evil idea. I mean, you're not going to be able to get started unless you accept a certain emotional base. So that base, the fact that the bane is really the mesubav minav. I mean, and it's as if the av is there. That is a fact. That's a sociological fact. Okay. So therefore, a person can do a greater good with a bane than without a bane. Okay, because through the bane, if he lives a certain way. So then the bane carries on this the Derech HaChayim and the Avodas Hashem bimkomo, and that's something, that's a dimension, that's a realistic dimension, and one which a person that's Oyev Hashem is involved in that in that desire. And that's why that was Avraham Avinu. That's why I said Avraham Avinu was mavakesh. Because based on the same thing that his whole thing was because his avos habrios, that the kol habrios should know God. So this is in other words, bane is a root. Is a root through which the av's expression of avos Hashem can be enhanced. It's a dimension of the expression of avos Hashem. It's a root. You see, via which the Av expresses his Avas Hashem. That's the basic idea that he's saying. That's what he means by Mesubav. He says that, Keshum Alabain Tzadik Ovid Elokim Nire Ki'ilu Misi Buvahu Ovid Elokim. You see, Nire gives that appearance. There's only Shehuwe Vil only a Tzadik Moshe Lebeis Elokim Vove Tachtav. So that's the appearance. Now that appearance itself is not of value, but the appearance is of value in terms of the fact that it's basically what contains is the vehicle. It's an unbelievable vehicle through which the tzaddik can extend and express his avos Hashem even lachamosa. So that's a schus. So therefore, bein mezakov means that in asiyas mitzvos, the asiyah of the mitzvah itself is schar mitzvah. Asiyah of the mitzvah itself is what moves the soul towards the good. That's what, like the Rambam says that. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, who the Torah wasn't given for Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't need the Torah. He was a navi even before. But the Torah, even for a person like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Adon HaNaviim, but still, Al Yehi Mitzvah Kalabeinacha, because even for him, the Asiyas HaMitzvah benefited him. So Asiyas HaMitzvah itself is a benefit. Asiyas HaMitzvah makes the person think about the mitzvah, makes the person get involved in the mitzvah, expresses his energies, get expressed and directed in the proper area. So a bain is mezakov. That's what it means, a bain is mezakov. It means it directs his emotion, and it causes him to be involved in a different dimension of Avos Hashem, which is la'achamoso. You see, so that's what it means. That's the pshat bein mezakov. That's what the Rashba is trying to describe. I mean, he's describing a phenomenon through which the tzaddik expresses a different dimension of Avas Hashem, which would be impossible for him to do without a bane. But the bane brings it out, because that's what it means, bane mezakov. It doesn't mean that he magically somehow helps him. But it means that the bane, this dimension of bane, gives the individual a different view of Avas Hashem in terms of expressing his Avas Hashem, even la'acha p'tiras and la'acha moso, which for most people is very hard to do, because after their death they can't envision it. There's anything that's of significance after death. But the real Oiv Hashem, his death is just an event, and his Avas Hashem goes beyond his own lifetime. And the Bain is Mezakeh the Ov with this kind of a dimension and phenomenon. That's the basic meaning in the Chazal. Okay? That I understand. That I understand. Okay? Yes?
Question, what you're saying. So you're saying the only disclosure for the Av is in term when he's living, because now he's reflecting on what's going to happen after his death.
That's correct.
But isn't this seem to say that there's an actual disclosure even Alach HaMosam? Or you're saying that only that's not real? It means only in contemplation of Alach HaMosam.
No, so only in contemplation. I'm saying only in contemplation. Only in contemplation.
If the son ends up becoming a Rasha, it's not going to affect after the father dies.
Right, it's not going to make any difference. Not going to make any difference. It's not that whatever happens here somehow or other is going to trigger something. I'm explaining it. Now, what's the other way? Now, what's the... Now, yeah, go ahead. Okay, I'm going to take that up. What about if the father's a Rasha? But you see, it doesn't always work. Right? Yeah. So... As a matter of fact, that's your question when the Gemara of Amy Yadi Matzo. So what about the Bein Nezakeh Av, right? No, but it's no cash anymore. Because what the Gemara is saying, that type of Hatzolah doesn't exist. That somebody's a tzaddik and he's going to protect his son or go before God and protect his son, that's Amy Yadi Matzo. Yeah, that kind of intervention doesn't exist before God. But this is a different idea. That's Shav Amy Yadi Matzo.
This kind of idea can only exist
by progeny.
That's right.
So progeny extends the dimensions of the Adam in terms of Avas Hashem. See? And that's why I'm from it. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that in every case it's going to be of benefit. It depends. If the individual's Avas Hashem was anyways without that, was that, then just the fact that he didn't have a son is just an accidental fact. You understand? It doesn't really mean anything. But it means that, in general, this institution of Bain has the ability to channel certain energies of Avas Hashem into a different level, to reach a different level of Avas Hashem. That's what it means. Because of the fact that the Bain is the Mesubov from his Av, and the world looks at it that way, and everybody senses that because that's a natural inclination and intuition. So because of that natural feeling, a whole new institution arises, comes into existence, through which Avas Hashem attains a different level and dimension. That's really what it means. Now, what does it mean if the father's a Rasha? How is it possible? Father's a Rasha is also possible. Why? Because since the Bain is his offspring, and he has a tremendous negius to his Bain, you see, so the fact is that it's very hard for a father to turn off a child. So you just turn them off. I mean, it's a very hard thing. You see, even people that are mass murderers, I mean, are on death row. You see, their parents still come. You know, they can't just cut them off. It's a natural natia. So even if the father's a Rasha and the son's a tzaddik, it has to affect them some way. And because of the fact he knows that this is what I'm leaving over in this world, so if the son is a tzaddik, that could change over the father's emotions and redirect his emotions to be in line with what he's leaving over. You see? So it could be. So the bane, because of this institution, you see, because of this institution, that's a natural tendency in man, a natural instinct in man, that his son is an extension of him. So if the father's a Russian, the son's a tzaddik, because of that, the nature of the institution, the fact that this is what he stands for, the son stands for, can affect the father in a way that he'll think, this is what I'm leaving over, this is what I should stand for. So the bane is mezakov. The bane is mezakov. That's the concept of bane mezakov. But it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. But the Gemara says that still, they didn't want to mention it because it's he was really tzaddik. That was, Yoshio. So Yoshio was really tzaddik. But it doesn't always work that way. I mean, sometimes the son could be the biggest tzaddik, but the father's not moved. I mean, he's not moved from it. It didn't work. Terah Ramban said it did work by Terah. The Ramban says it did work by Terah. But it did have that effect. And the ultimately it did have that according to Ramban, according to that's it, originally wanted to come. But you see, ultimately it did work. So that's right. That's a riot, because first it was against him, but then he saw and he was moved over the years, it did change him. So you see, that's the that's really the meaning of Ben. That's Ben Mezakov. Ben Mezakov is a deep idea in human nature. It's an idea in human nature that this dimension of human nature can lead to a change in the father, the source, the cause, because he's the cause. So he's the causative agent. So therefore, it could lead to his perfection. Lead his perfection. If he's a tzaddik, it's an extension of his perfection. And if he's a rasha, it could change his very way of thinking. His very derech chayim. And that's what the Chazal is saying. And that answers Eli's question, v'emiyad imatzel. V'emiyad imatzel means there's no such thing before God as somebody coming in and saving you. That doesn't work. But there is such a phenomenon that because of the nature of the institution, that this institution could be a mezakeh. This institution is a mezakeh, and that's the institution of Bain. But Av means the other way around. Of means that he's going to try to save him and try to intervene because of his own schusim. That you can't do. Yes.
Didn't Yoshua's father die when he was very, very
young? It's true.
So it was before Yeshua.
Because he was only 8 years old. And Shmona Shana.
Because it was first when the Navi came to him that he recognized.
That's a good question.
Isn't the whole problem there that people will say it's not that he really should have been?
That's correct.
Because the whole thing is that people see that the son wasn't tzaddik. They'll say it because the son wasn't really tzaddik. Otherwise, he would have had an effect on his father. He would have adopted his father. He would have helped his father.
You never had that here. Because
he wasn't the tzaddik because when his father was alive.
Yeah, but they say it was tzaddik when
after Yoshua.
Yeah, but it says he wasn't tzaddik even when he was a little kid. It says tzaddik. Because it says even when he was 8 years old, he was always. He apparently was an outstanding. Just because a person's a cotton doesn't mean necessarily that there's a different level of bechira when a person's 13 years old. But it doesn't mean that he can't have godless adam when he's a cotton. Apparently, Yoshua had godless when he was 8 years old. That's what it seems. It seems a navi that way. His whole derech of thinking. I mean, he was an unusual person, and even as a child, his seichel ayasha drove him to the right there, Chaim. So that could have affected. That could have affected his father. Should have affected his father. Should have affected. Sometimes a child could have even a greater effect. I mean, that's an interesting phenomenon. A young child sometimes could even have a greater effect. Yes. Sorry. Okay.
Also,
whatever.
I have a question. But then, what about Yibam? For the chinuch by Yibam. So Yibam is definitely after. The guy, like, you don't know what your brother's going to do, you're going to chalitza. So, I mean, surely your son's not around when, or the new son's not going to be around. So how does that mean?
Yeah, but I don't think it's a question.
He knows they will be his.
That's right, exactly. Because that's the chesed. So the chesed is, no.
No, what?
It's true, you won't know.
It's true, but the Yibam originally wasn't. Chalitza wasn't, the institution wasn't introduced because of chalitza. It was introduced because of Yibam. But the. What? Say it again?
Whether you should do chalitza or Yibam. That's up to you, the Yibam chalitza. Do you not get a takeaway from
the Chalitza? The Chalitza didn't have chalitza, they had Yibam.
All that now, all that after Matan Torah.
So if the Matan Torah said the Torah wanted to keep the institution of Yibum, not the institution of Chalitza.
And there's objection for the life.
No, it comes to you and you can do the Yibum Chalitza.
But that's a detail. That's the Chalitza is introduced because of different reasons. The main thing the Torah had introduced was the idea of Yibum. Because that's really the whole essence of the thing.
But if you give more Chalitza, there would be no difference from dead brother. What? There would be a difference from life brother.
That's correct. Yes.
So you're saying when the Rashba says that the sons in Zaka Abba, who behold among the Shambhals, he means in terms of the spiritual existence. Perfection in terms of the
it's real perfection. Soul. Perfection of the soul. Perfection of the soul. Well, yeah, but perfection of the soul is after death. The ultimate perfection of the soul is an olam haba. Everybody holds that.
But it means the perfection comes during life.
No, but the perfection comes during life. It
comes post his death.
Right.
Oh, well, yes, before, but of course, I was talking about do others learn olam haba means in Yitzchus Mason? Yeah, that's if you hold it, that's the ultimate. Whatever you hold is the ultimate thing. Kol Yisrael means in the ultimate olam haba. Whatever is the ultimate. If you hold the ultimate is here, like the Ramban holds, so then it'll be over there.
But the change
is what's the difference? It doesn't make any difference. It means the olam of the ultimate schar of the soul. That's what it means. Yeah.
It can't help.
That's what it means, man. That's the point. It's not the question here. That's a separate question. I'm not going to do this. Yeah.
You're saying that the Av's perfection of his soul occurs while the Av is alive.
While he's alive, exactly. Yes, while he's alive. And that's the chesed of Yibum is that the individual should be able to have those thoughts, even though he's married and he doesn't have a child, and he starts getting worried. He thinks that what's going to happen to him is just going to be the individual just lived and died and nothing is going to become of his life. So that's the chesed of Yibum, that he knows that his Derech HaChayim will be carried on, and there'll be and in terms of the existence of this world over here, that there'll be someone in Koma. That's the chesed of Yibum. That's the institution. That's the institution. And the worldview the way too. That's correct. That's correct. And therefore, it causes him also to think in terms of chesed and emes beyond his life.
In general,
yeah, that he should, that like Avraham Avinu. That he's concerned, that he knows, is that a person should not think, Yibum is a person should not think that his life is just a transitory phenomenon and there'll be nothing left. And therefore, this will misdirect his energies into his here and now and prevent him from having his energies be far-sighted in terms of the true frame of reference, which is the Seder HaBrios. It should be in terms of the reality of the Brios. So that's really the Chesed of Yibum. The Chesed of Yibum is really Mezakeh. That's why the institution of Yibum is a Mezakeh. And that's what the Chinuch means. That's how it's Mezakeh, because Bra Mezakeh Av. So therefore it's Mezakeh him B'chayov, that he knows he doesn't have children. At the time he doesn't have children, but he knows right away that he still is thinking in terms of the Brum Aboyim and leaving an Oved B'mkomo and thinking about the future generations. So that's a tremendous chesed and it's tremendous perfection on his part. It gives him a different dimension. So Yibum basically supplies him with the dimension that he would ordinarily have had he had a bain. Had he had a bain. That's what Yibum does for him. That's the chesed of Yibum. But it's mezakeh. That's what the chinuch means. That's how it's bra mezakeh of. That's how it's bra mezakeh of. And it gives him a different way of thinking, b'chayav, and therefore, b'moso, he was zocha. But that's what
that could also be the institutional kaddish of Chazal, the same concept.
Which Chazal? That wasn't said by Chazal. Later generations.
Could that be the concept?
Could it be the concept? That's what they want. They want to get saved. Right, that's right.
The person starts thinking about his progeny who were involved in Kiddush Shem Shemayim.
I don't think that works.
I don't think that works.
The Medrash. I don't know. We have to take the Medrash separately. I can't answer the question. Let's take one thing at a time. That one thing we understand is much better than and the Medrash becomes very difficult Medrash. What?
It comes out just interesting in terms of the psychological phenomena. That there's a psychological phenomena of son
yes.
that affects the father.
That's right.
There's no father
psychological father that affects the son.
No, it's not true. That's right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely, then it's just like another person. And that's what the Gemara says, Eimi Yadi Matzel. So now you want to get an intervener to come in and save you. That doesn't work before God. Eimi Yadi Matzel. No, no one can help you.
But what we're saying also, the son never looks at the father and say, I have to carry on what preceded me.
No. No. It's just the opposite. The son usually rebels against the father.
Right.
Because he doesn't want to be under the father. So that works the opposite way. That's why Av Mezakeh, Ben Mezakeh, Av and Av is not Mezakeh Bra. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Right. It's very,
you're right. No, that's right.
The father wants the son to follow him.
That's right.
But the son never wants to.
Well, but that's a very simple thing. That's what the Rashba is saying, because of the question, because of the fact that he's Mesubov Me'oviv, and that's why the father feels, this is what I'm leaving over. I mean, that's
right.
The son's not leaving over the father. I mean, father, that's it. It was past generation. That's it. Gone. So that's what, because that's what the Rashba is explaining, the nature of the thing, that the son is caused by the father. Father caused, and therefore, in the son is all the efforts, everything of the father's in the son. I mean, that's the special, the nature of the relationship. That's what I want to say. So that's the concept of Baruch Mezakov.
Yeah, so it ends up the chesed of Eden is on two levels, on an emotional level to the father, and also on a philosophical level. It's emotional because of the fact that he realizes his existence is just not temporal.
That's correct.
And it's philosophical because it forces him to confront that.
That's the real chesed, though. The real chesed is not in the temporal. The real chesed is that via the vehicle of the temporal, you cause him to be involved in the real area, in the area of the eternal.
That's what the Chinuch said, even though you have a homicide, so you don't have this idea that you won't feel that
that's
going on.
That's right.
Even still, the structural, you can't.
That's right. That's the answer. That's the answer. That's what Chazal means.
That would be Zilzul to
Yoshiyahu. That's a nice idea. What?
Wouldn't that be not a Zilzul to Yoshiyahu, but it would be a Zilzul to the father?
Say it again.
Why he doesn't want it?
Yeah, it means that he wasn't able to do it. Because he could blame him somewhat. Say, if he was greater, he would have. In other words, the vehicle was there, so maybe it would show a lack in him that he didn't act properly to cause the father to view him in that way. Something he might have been able to do something. Yeah, that's already bizarre.
He could fail
because emotionally also. That he couldn't relate to him properly, and it could be a different chesaron, different weakness. I mean, it's something which is a possibility to open up the dimension of the Av, and he didn't do it. So that's a chesaron. That's a bizarre.
Saying bizarre. In fact it was, or just saying people are going to view it like that, but it really wasn't.
Only God knows whether in fact it was, but people, something that you had control and you had the possibility and it didn't work out. People can blame you for it. They usually do.
Can you answer now his question on
what?
Sabos that he asked?
That's in a physical.
That's
only in a physical.
That's just a regular Ashkenazi.
Why does that work
like that? That wasn't the question. We want to know.
How it works.
All right. That works, I mean?
Yeah.
The Zohar Chaz Yavos. What? Didn't I want to speak about that?
Yeah.
Give your mind. Thomas Kosovos, it spoke about the whole area, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, separate area. Good.
What? Thomas Kosovos.
No, he means over here. He means that the Schus Ovos will help the Bonim over here, that they'll have the means to the Ashgacha that will be with them, so that they'll be able to be over Hashem. That's different.
No, I'm saying that's the basis for which you have this psychological.
That's a different. I'm just explaining the. I understand that one. That's me. The first part. I'm just explaining the Chazal that Bra Mezak Abba, Vabalo Mezak Bra. But the other area is a different area.